BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Islamic State group says it carried out a suicide attack in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 25 people, including Taliban fighters. The Taliban insurgents, security forces and civilians were together celebrating Eid in Nangarhar province, thanks to an unprecedented three-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban. Shoaib Sharifi is in Kabul.
A large crowd of people had gathered in the outskirts of eastern Jalalabad city, where Taliban fighters and Afghan security forces had gathered to meet and greet as part of ceasefire celebrations. Witnesses told the BBC the assailant detonated his explosives in the center of the crowd. The carnage in Jalalabad was in stark contrast to scenes elsewhere in the country. In Kabul, 17 years after the collapse of Taliban regime, residents of the capital once again saw the group's white flag being carried by the militants on motorbikes, but they were stopping and hugging Afghan soldiers.
In Venezuela, 17 people have been killed in a stampede at a nightclub outside Caracas after a tear gas canister was detonated. At least 8 of the dead are children. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Some 500 people, most of them teenagers, were at the club in the Venezuelan capital celebrating the end of school graduation. Venezuela's Interior and Justice Minister Nestor Reverol said that one of the students had thrown a tear gas canister into the crowd after a fight broke out. There was panic as everyone rushed towards the exits. The Venezuelan government said several people had been arrested, including the student accused of having thrown the canister.
The former boss of France Telecom, Didier Lombard, and 6 other managers are to face trial over an alleged culture of harassment that led to a series of suicides at the firm. The aim was to force out 22,000 employees to cut the wage bill. Here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Saunders.
I'll get them out one way or another, through the window or through the door. So said Didier Lombard in a meeting with senior managers in 2007. One of the 35 France Telecom employees who took their own lives 10 years ago did indeed jump out of a fifth-floor window in front of colleagues. Prosecutors say Mr. Lombard's strategy was to demoralize staff so that they would leave of their own accord. Some were transferred away from their families or left behind when offices were moved or assigned demeaning jobs. Mr. Lombard called the wave of suicides a fashion. He denies wrongdoing.
World News from the BBC.